You Charlie, sir?
Yes.
I recognise you. Charlie's here as well.
Hello, hello. That's right,
really.
Hey, good morning, Rabbi Sai. Torreyway, Northwest London. Second day of Rosh Chodesh Elul, 25th of August. Harav Shlomo Gabay Shlita. Forgive and forget, must one always forgive. This week's Torreyway Shurim have been sponsored by Family Storfer, Lichwe Simchas and Asuim of Rina Storfer with Benny Bloom. Chasel Bibshal Tovim Slachas today. Yerotzon Shiyizku by his name on Yisrael. Livno is by his name on Yisrael.
Amen.
Shemel Sehilo.
Good Chodesh, everyone. Shus Avi Moirin, Shkoch for the opportunity. So today's share we'll talk about a little bit, Mit Hashem, forgiving and forgetting. You know the concept, to forgive, to forget. The question is, are there limits to forgiveness in Halacha? Is there ever a time where a person does not have to forgive? And how does Halacha really look at it in terms of the breakdown? The truth is, Mechila, as we get to start El, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, really the concept of Mechila, we know, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, because we offer Mechila one from another. Parents, obviously, the Ben Ish Chai says even children, parents ask from their children, friends for sure, but sometimes a person's holding something and they can't forget. So the question is there something which we can look at in Halacha which discusses this? So I just want to open up with a story that happened. There's a book written by Simon Wiesenthal. You know, the Wiesenthal Center. He wrote a book called The Sunflower, and the book is titled The Sunflower on the Possibilities and Limits of Forgiveness. And it's a book where he talks about the following scenario. So it was 1943, the height of World War II. And in the Holocaust, a group of laborers were asked to go from the Lemberg concentration camp. And they were sent to a converted army hospital to go and clear some medical waste. So Simon Wiesenthal was one of the people there. He was summoned from his work detail by a nurse. And he was there, he was called to the bedside of a dying soldier. The name of the dying soldier was Karl Seidel, Yimach Shemai. The soldier tells him he is seeking a Jew to ask forgiveness for a crime which he committed that has haunted him since last year. Committed this crime a year prior. All the story. So over several hours he tells over his life story. He said he enjoyed Hitler Youth and his experiences in the SS. And then he confesses that he participated in the destruction of a certain shul, and they had put 300 Jews, 300 Yidden in a shul, locked them up, burnt the shul, and when the Yidden were trying to jump out, the women, the children trying to jump out the windows, him and his friends went and just started shooting. And they killed them, making sure that nobody could escape. So he finishes the story. And he asks Wiesenthal to forgive him on behalf of the Jewish people. So Wiesenthal at the time, he turns around, he leaves the room without saying anything. The next day, the nurse informs him that this guy had died. And he left Wiesenthal his clothes and some belongings. And he said, I don't want anything to do with him. I don't have anything to do with it. And he was put back into the concentration camp system. And after the war, he writes this book called The Sunflower. And he poses this ethical dilemma. Whether or not he should have forgiven this Russia at the time. Was it appropriate what he did? Was it inappropriate? The first half of the book, he poses this dilemma, he gives all the scenario. And the second half of the book is a symposium of different types of people former Nazis, all sorts of religious leaders, and obviously survivors, to ask them what they thought would be the best approach for such a mahalach. So, I'm going to ask, this question obviously is an extreme example of, you know, a crime committed on behalf of humanity perhaps, and perhaps not so simple on a personal level. Obviously there's many more people involved than just what we didn't tell himself. But let's talk about the concept of mechila in general, when we have like real difficult scenarios. So the Gemara in Yuma Peheo Beis, says as follows. Averus bein Adam Lamakim, Averus between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoy Makipurim Mechaper. We know the Gemara. Averus bein Adam Lechaveroi, between man, interpersonal Averus, that you have to wait, Ad Shiratze Es Chaveroi. You have to wait until you actually ask Mechila from the person who you actually faulted. It's interesting. The word for mechila in Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, is? Mechila. What else?
Smicha.
Good, what else?
Kapara.
It's interesting. In Yom Kippur we say, Moichil v'Soleach. We say, Kikel Melech, Moichil v'Soleach, Ato. There's different words for the word mechila, or forgiveness in general. Mechila, Slicha, and Kapara. Mechila and Slicha are different aspects. Rav Hirsch got a whole mahalach of what the differences are. But Kapara, interestingly enough, is when you didn't have aver to someone, and you slighted someone else. A chava, at the end of the day, you didn't just slight him. Bonim atam Hashem lekeichem. At the end of the day, you also slighted Kadosh Baruch Hu's son. And therefore, you have to have a kapora to go through the washing machine for the slighting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's part of the overarching theme of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is the general mechila. Okay, so back to the Gemara. Is there a question, is there an obligation to give? So the Mishnah Baba Kama, it's Paskin Rambam Lahalacha, says as follows. It's a famous Rambam, it's also Paskin Shulchan Aruch. Ein ha-tshuv lo yom kippurim mechaprim, ela al-aveish ben ol-namokim. Tshuv ha-yom kippur is all very good, fu ben ol-namokim. Aval al-aveish ben ol-mechaveroi, ben ha-chavos chaveroi, ben kalz chaveroi, o kil goyf loy, ki yoyz mehen. The person did an aveira between man and man. Einoi nimchal loy, says the Rambam. It's not good enough to go ahead and give back the, you know, return the item that you stole, but you also have to be meratza. You have to actually ask mechila from the person. Afal pi shehichzer le moment shu chayev loy, says the Rambam, tzorech leratzoisoi velishol mimenu shimchal. He actually has to ask a practical, positive mechila to ask forgiveness. Says the Rambam, Loi rotu chaveira limchiloi, if the fellow didn't want to go and give forgiveness, maybe loi shura shashloish ne adam, Mireyov, bring three of his friends, upoigen boy, bakshimena, and he goes and he asks for forgiveness. Loi nisratalahem, this guy's really, you know, he really messed him over. Maybe loi shnia, shlishis, second time, third time ask mechila properly. Loi rotza, says the Rambam, menichei v'hoylech loi. If he doesn't want, after you've asked real, sincere forgiveness of three friends, barabim, in front of people, he really begged mechila three times, and he didn't ask give mechila, says the Rambam, menichei v'hoylech loi. He's malone, and he goes, says the Rambam, v'zesh loi mochaloi, hu hachoita. And that person who didn't give mechila, you should know now, instead of the perpetrator who has an obligation to go and ask for forgiveness, that whole thing's been flipped around. And now it's been switched on to the victim. The victim, who was the person who had the thing done to him, and if he didn't give mechila, he now has become the person who is considered a chayta. You know the Mishnah Novice, Perikei Mishnah Yud Aleph, different types, Arba Midas Ba'olam, four different types of people, and different temperaments. And says the Mishnah, the best ideal, the chosid, is kosher lichos, v'noyach l'ratzos. Noyach l'ratzos. What's that? You have a temperament where it's hard to get the guy angry. And once the guy got angry, there are those that blow up, and oh my gosh, you try and get him to forgive him, it's the end of the road. Says the Mishnah, the ideal chosid is kosher lichos v'noyach lirtos. Goes up and straight back down. Forgive, forgive, forget. Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, says, "Kol ha-mavir al midosov, mavir lo yakol pshov." A person who's mavir on his midos, mavir lo yakol pshov. Why? What's the idea? The idea is a person goes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a maril, a beautiful maril by Chassim Kibla. He says, "How can a person not want to forgive?" We ask him, "Adoyin kol elomim, adoyin adoyin." He says, "Master of Rebbein Shalom." And we ask him for mechila every single day. And certainly Rosh Hashanah, certainly Yom Kippur, we want to see what's in the table. And we have something which somebody else did to us, and we're not prepared to forgive. So how can you have such a other, such a chutzpah, not to forgive somebody else, when we want midah k'neged midah to be done to us? Says the Gemara, kol ha-mavir al midosov, mavir l'kol pshov. Midah k'neged midah. Just like we are mavir on our midah, somebody slighted us. You know what? Moichel? So too, Kadosh Baruch Hu will be mavir I'll call Pshov on our own Pshoim. The Gemara Megillah, a very famous Gemara. Gemara says, "Nechunim ben Akona." They asked from Nechunim ben Akona, famous Nechunim ben Akona from the, you know, when we go into the Smedrash, leave the Smedrash. They asked him, he lived a long life. "Bameh he'erachto yomim." Nu? What's the secret of your longevity? How do you live for so long? Says Nechunim ben Akona, "Me'oilam, me'yomai, Lay also al mitosi killas chaveri." I never went to bed and someone had slighted me and I didn't forgive him. And we know that Rabbeinu Shalom, for those that say in the night, Krishma Lamito, it's the whole Rabbeinu Shalom, the Moichel, to anybody who hurt them. And the Gemara carries on, Ki hod mazutra, ki abasolik lepurye, omar shori le lechol man betzar. Mazutra used to go to bed before, and that's the occurrence for this Yerotzen. They always say, ask mechila from anyone that did something or slighted them during the day. So that means you never go to bed and have a matzav where someone is still angry with you. Or at least you're angry with them. There is obviously psychological, medical research which proves this. That, you know, when you forgive the perpetrator, then there's a certain level of healing for the victim. Cleansing their soul, shoma. And they can move on without carrying that burden. You know, it's talking about tension and stress which people live with. Back aches and stomach aches and headaches. And they live with all this tension because they can't forgive the person that slighted them. And even for them, he messed over and he really did something bad and really, really was bad. But the nicer is to let go and then a person can live healthy. I have a friend in Vancouver, Dr. Pulmer, a physician. He once told me he once met a 104-year-old woman. And she was chirpy, she was happy, it was phenomenal. And he asked her, he said, "Tell me, how come you have such a positive disposition? Like, what's going on? How come you're living so long and you're still happy and go lucky, you can walk and talk and everything?" And she said, "Mom, it's just Gemara." She said, "No, the Gemara." She said, "I never bore a grudge." People live with grudges, and they can't get over it. The question is, sometimes, forgiveness is not healing. Amol, there are situations, but it's not so poshut. We talked about the extreme scenario of the Holocaust. But let's talk about, unfortunately, there's a metzias in today's world where things are gefelach. I mean, if we go extreme also, we talk about the hostages. Do the hostages have to be moichel, the perpetrators? Chmal Islam. Once gave this shiur in Columbus and had two Holocaust survivors asking this question. No, we will never forgive a Nazi. What the Nazis did to us, Chmal Islam. But sometimes, not only is it hard to forgive, but it can be debilitating. Any form of abuse. Sexual, domestic, childhood trauma. How does one forgive and forget? Are there limits to forgiveness in halacha? Really, the question is, are you allowed to withhold forgiveness? We just saw the Gemara, it's the right thing to do, and a person should just let go. But is that always the case? So the Mishnah in Baba Kama, Tali Beis Amud Aleph, says, inasmuch the person has a chi of mechila, but when does that mechila start? Says the Mishnah, Ein nimchaloi ad shiyavakesh mimenu. The chi of mechila doesn't start until the perpetrator comes forward and asks the victim, "Are you Mechami?" And until he doesn't ask the victim for Mechila, at the end of the day, the victim doesn't have a chiyuv, doesn't have an obligation to be Mechel. It's interesting to note, there is a famous Koich Ba'er, a bit of Talmud of Yisrael, who says we find such a concept in a precedent to this. But the Gemara also in Yuma also talks about this, where a person doesn't only have to wait for the person to ask for Mechila, but a person should be Mamtzi himself. The Gemara brings various stories of Rav and other stories where a person would go to the situation, come in front of the guy, so to allow and enable the person to ask Mechila. Where else do we find this? Elul. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi, k'ra'uhu b'yosei korov. Like what? Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mamtzi himself in front of us, before Yom HaDin, so that we can ask for Mechila. And that's a precedent to come to a situation where you enable the person to ask Mechila, but in terms of realistically, halacha requires the Mechila only begins once the person comes forward and asks for Mechila. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Uminayin shim loy mochal, once the person's asked Mechila, Shuhu achzori. How do you know that if a person hasn't given forgiveness, he's actually considered an achzor? He's cruel. Says the Gemara, Shneimar beispal Avram by Avimelech. The whole story over there, where he took Sora. Avram didn't, and the whole thing happened, and he got ill and sick, and the whole household. And Avram didn't just, you know, give him mechila, but he actually davened for him, and he was nisraper, and he became better. So we see the Maisa as an obligation on the perpetrator to ask Mechila, first of all. We said the obligation is three times with three people each time. And a person, once a person's got a real sincere remorse, and he's asked Mechila, and at the end of the day, the person doesn't want to be Mechel, then it's turned around, it's flipped on the victim. Not only is it flipped on the victim, but it's also achzorious. It's actually considered a certain level of cruelty if he doesn't go ahead and ask, give Mechila. And we saw Reb Zera, Mazutra, they used to go every day, and they used to never go at night, whereby they would not give Mechila. I heard a great line. Not forgiving is like drinking poison and hoping your enemy will die. Right? That's the concept of like holding in this stress and this tension of, you know. Truth is, the very famous Rabbeinu B'chaya. Rabbeinu B'chaya says that person has to know, when a person gives Mechila, a person asks Mechila, the person has to also go ahead and verbalize the actual Mechila. He has to say, I am Mechili. It's not good, we had this exchange. Oh yeah, I feel so bad, I'm so sorry. And the guy says, don't worry about it, it's all good. You have to actually say, you know I'm Mechili. Where do we see it? Rabbeinu B'chaya, very, very good. Shrekach Rabbeinu B'chaya. He says, the story is, he says in Bereishis Nun Yudzayin, he says, that Yosef never explicitly verbalized to the Shvatim, to his brothers, of what they did to him. And as a result, we know the tragic story of the Asara Rugamachus. Says the Rabbeinu B'chaya, they would have said, what happened? Yosef said, Atem Choshavim Noron, Kim Choshavim, don't worry about it, it's all good, it turned out all good, the Kishbarov's got a plan for it. He didn't express Mechila. He didn't say, and therefore, 500 years later, Asara Rugamachus had to happen in place of to atone for the sin of.
It's just lacking the Amira only?
Who?
The fact that Moichel in his heart is only lacking an Amira?
The Machlokes, the Rechaim brings something by over there, the Kim Choshev Teva, he says that's part of the divine plan. I have nothing with you. It's all part of it. So that Rechaim seems to say that. But then that's the Chiddush Rabbeinu B'chaya. Otherwise, it's not a Chiddush.
He was a Moichel.
He was Moichel, and he didn't verbalize. Oibnesh, then it's okay, there was a Kepeda, So again, going back to our question. So you've got a scenario where, you know, Yosef's brothers sold him. Okay, part of the divine plan, it's all very, 2020 is always very good. But Lamaisa, is there ever a scenario that you can not withhold, or you can withhold forgiveness? Is there ever such a scenario? So, Gemara in Yuma says something fascinating. Gemara brings a fascinating story. It's the famous story with Rav. with the butcher. We know the story of the Rav and the butcher. We won't go into that now. But the next story in the Gemara, at the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Gemara says as follows. Rav have a posik sidra kameder to Rebbe. Rav was giving a share, as says, Parshas Mikro Shel Nevi'im Shel Ketuvim, was giving a share. Parshas Sheikh, Ves. Ayil Osir Reb Chiya. Suddenly in walks in a few minutes late. Reb Chiya comes in and he gives and he sits down in the crowd. Says the Gemara. Rav Hodl Resha. So I'll cover it for the great Reb Chiya. He went back to the beginning. He started the show all over again. Ayil Barakapora. 5 minutes later, Barakapora walks in. Another Godel. Hodl Resha. Nochamo. Start the show again. Also, Pshimba Rebbe comes in. Hodl Resha. Starts again. I hope this doesn't happen to your way. Also, Pshimba Bachama. Pshimba Bachama, the fourth guy comes in. Pshimba Bachama, the great Pshimba Bachama. Nochamol, nu, Omar kula hai nahada renezel lehada. He said, "Wow, Nochamol, come back." Carrying on the shit. He messed up. Ikbed Reb Chanina. Says the Gemara, Reb Chanina had a kepeda. He was upset with him. Unfortunately, explain it. You went back for everybody else. You go back for me. So it's not right. Says the Gemara, Ozel Rav lekabei. Tleiser Male Yom Kippurah. 13 years Erev Yom Kippur. So I need to go ask Mechila Erev Yom Kippur. 13 years consecutively, Rav went to Reb Chanina to ask him Mechila. V'lo yafayis. He didn't give Mechila. Imagine. Frank the Gemara. Ve'eich avadachi. Ask the Gemara. How could Rav go every time to Reb Chanina and ask Mechila? We said the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, that how many times? 3 times. Once is 3 times, it flips back on the person, on the victim. So why did Rav consistently go and ask Mechila? Says the Gemara, V'omer Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina l'kol ha'mevakesh moti mechaberei al yivakesh meni Yosef m'shosh pon. Person is asking Mechila from his friend, he shouldn't ask more than 3 times. Says the Gemara, Rav Shani, Rav is different. Rav, so there's different machlokes exactly how to do this Gemara. Some say because he was his Rebbe, he was his Rav, and as a result, for Rav, the Rambam says, Afilu elef pomim, he has to go back even 1,000 times, Achim Choloi. Okay. Says the Gemara, but now the Gemara asks the question all the way around. So, okay, for whatever reason, Rav wanted to go back, either it was Mitz Chassidus, some of the Farshim explained because at the end of the day, the whole point of 3 times is because you know you have a Chazoka, the person's not going to give Mechila. But if you've got a chosh v'rov, a tzaddik, a god lader, who's not giving mechilas, obviously he's got a reason for it. And we'll see in the Gemara what the reason is. And therefore, he knew the must be reason, so he went and continued asking mechila. Either way, says the Gemara the other way around. Rav Chanina heicha avad achi. It's all very nice by Rav asking the Gemara, he went and asked mechila so many times. Okay, you can say different reasons. But how could Rav Chanina not give mechila? At the end of the day, Rav Chanina, we know the Gemara, Kalamav al Midoisav, Mavir al Gopshav. El Reb Chanina says the Gemara, Chel Mechazele, the Rav, he saw in a dream, the Zokfu Bedikla, that there was a dream that there was a, he was tied to a palm tree. And says the Gemara, the Gemira, the Chod Zokfu Bedikla, Reishahava. The Gemara says, there's a Kabbalah that when a person is tied to, hung up, by a palm tree, by a date tree, then this person will become Rosh Hashiva. Okay. Omar Shmami no, boy lemebe rishusa, v'lo yafayez ki heichet delezel v'ligmoy reis v'bavel. So Rashi explains the Gemara. What happened over here? Reb Chanina knew, Chanina was Rosh Hashiva at the time. Rav was, he had a dream that Rav is going to become Rosh Hashiva. Now if Rav is going to become Rosh Hashiva, that means Reb Chanina is going to be deposed. And he's going to lose his job. And how is he going to lose his job? Because he'll die. So he said, if I'm not moichel him, what's going to happen? He's going to go and have to go to Bavel. And as a result, he'll become Rosh Hashiva there. He'll become Rosh Hashiva there. I'll become Rosh Hashiva here. It's going to be strong. We're all good. The way Rashi learns the sugya is that he had a personal reason why he didn't want to be moichel. Comes out from the Gemara that a person can have a situation where a person cannot forgive for a specific reason. Now you should know, there's a big machlokes over here between the Bach and the Taz, and there are more and others, whether a person can forgive, sorry, cannot forgive, just because of his own benefit, or is it only for the benefit of the other person? I'll read the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Vav, says as follows. He brings the whole thing we said before, Bejman Mechaberoi, you have to ask for Mechila, Erevim Kippur. First time, second time, three times, three people. After it's Eino Zokokloi, after he asked three times, you're good. Says the Ramah, by the way, from the Mordechi, Miu Yoimar Achakach, this is not so well known, but they are three times, I'm good. Miu Yoimar Achakach Lifnei Asora, Shebikesh Menu Mechila. You have to tell in front of 10 people, the Rabbim, you should know, you did your bit to ask Mechila. The person didn't ask Mechila, okay, I do, but I tried. Vimu Rabboi, Tzorach Leilich Kamapo Machis Pais, this is Rebbe, it's asked even, like the Rambam says, even 1,000 times. Says the Ramah, I go. Vahamoichel, Lo yiyach zori milimchel, brings the Maril. The moichel shouldn't be achzori, shouldn't be cruel, not to be moichel. And this way he throws in the Gemara in Yuma. Im loy shemechaven letoivas hamevakesh mechila. Unless he's mechaven letoivas hamevakesh. If he doesn't want to give mechila, because the person, it's better for that person not to give him mechila. By the way, before we come back to this, im hoitzi alof shem ra, ain't sorach lemchalei. Says the Ramah b'shem the Modcha, that if a person is moitzil of Shem Ra, that raises the Mechila. Why? Because there's no turning back from that. What's Mechila? We had a spat, and now I'm asking Mechila. Okay, so forgive me. But if that spat has gone out, Barabim, it's all over. That's Shem Ra. How's that practical today? Chmon Letzlanan, today with WhatsApps and text messages and social media and all that sort of stuff, at the end of the day, you never know what's going to go. Famous Moshe Chavetz Chaim with a pillow, punch the pillow and all the feathers come out. What happens ultimately? You can never pull them back and put them back in the pillow. Same with the Hoitzial of Shem Ra, there's no way that a person can be Moichel because he don't know where it's gone. Guy's lost his job as a result and it's time to get Shidduch, whatever it is, you can't know how far it went.
Still forgive the person for what he did there.
Oh, excellent. So Rabbi Wiedenfeld says, the Sharatzion. Sharatzion, Steve Cotton Yud, says, Shibur first. Shibur, Steve Cotton Yud, Mechila. Vuhuad this, the Ramah says, if he's doing it, Letoivas, Hamavakish Mechila. You don't want to forgive because it's good for the person not to forgive. For example, if a person is an abuser, for example, the guy's still abusing. So it's no good in giving mechila if he's still carrying on what he's doing. He needs to learn a lesson. So give him mechila. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, who adin im mechaven l'tovas atzmoi? And who adin if he's mechaven for himself? He has a personal reason why he doesn't make moichel. He can't get over it, or for whatever reason, like the story, the way the Rashi learns the Gemara, that at the end of the day, he wanted to stay and become Rosh Shiva, so he wanted him to have Rosh Shiva in another place. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mogem, Midas Anova Limchel Gam Bozeh. But it's Midas Anova still, even such a scenario, to go ahead and be Moichel. Says the Sharatzion, Tivkot Nyud, V'nira de Gam Bozeh, Tzorech Hosir Hasina Miliboy. And even in such a scenario, a person has to also go ahead and forgive. So Amol, what comes out from this is, of course, a person always has to be moichel. And a person gets mechila, if a person is moichel, then he's mabal kolpsho, kishboruch midah keneged midah, will also get mechila. For, you know, about being given mitzvah. Besides that, a person, like by Avraham Avinu, has to daven for the person, and he shouldn't be an achzor. But even in a scenario where you have abuse, or all this, all these kind of domestic violence, all these different scenarios, where a person, Rahman Islam, can't forgive, then there's two ways. Either you learn like Rashi, and the Rashi says, like Mr. Brewer brings, that the Mechila is Letoivas, the person himself, that I don't want to be Moichel because I have a reason not to be Moichel. I'm not over it yet, I'm still suffering, whatever it is. Or like the Bach and the Taz and others that learn the Gemara a completely different way. That no, you know what? It's good for him to go. So Hassan has explained the Gemara, he learns the Sugya. He says, you know why? He says, because Mazutra, Reb Chanina understood that Rabbonis is a difficult parsha. He said, he felt bad for him. He said, you know what? I'm not going to ask him. If I make him Rosh Hashiva, then it's going to be a disaster for him. You know what? He should go and he should be able to live a good life without white hair. But either way, we see from the Mishnah Berurah that also you have a scenario where a person can also not forgive Letoivas, that person. But at the end of the day, he said to Shaar HaTzion, even that, you don't want to hold the tension, you don't want to have all these kind of scenarios where you're holding it within you, and a person can go ahead and be moichel. You don't necessarily have to say it to the person you were moichel, because the person, let's say, is still a perpetrator. But at the end of the day, a person should go ahead and be moichel inside, like Reb Chanina bar Chana, to go ahead and never go to bed with this tension on his head. A little bit of Hashem, we should have a real mechila for him. We give the mechila to get mechila from and the ksiva, ksima,
tayyib. What about a goy or somebody who's not shown to
Mitzvah? Very good question. I don't know. Goy, do you have a chil mechila for a goy? Well, what do you mean? Abraham and Ali Elimelech.
Yeah.
He was a goy.
I have a cool Torah.
Okay, fair enough. I don't know. China.
It's probably good for your midas to be my
chalim. That's part of the Gemara.